Rabbanon, that's already, oh, the Rabbanon, so that's not so bad, the Rabbanon. Huh? But many Pesukim, I think Rav Moshe, if I'm not mistaken, the Tshuva, he writes, Chas v'Shalom, but certainly in Yisrael they write. Well, the person goes out and the dafka of the mezid and the miskaven goes out and causes himself to be most terrible. The matzala shouldn't that be right? Chas v'shalom, but certainly in Yisrael they're right. Well, the person goes out and the dafka of the mezid and the miskaven goes out and causes himself to be most terrible. The matzala shouldn't that be I don't know. But that's it. The Nishmat and Mikol Dovera. I thought that was it. Rav Moshe the Tshuva here, we talked about a man to take a test to see whether we can have children or not. We said yes, mutas in some cases we'll discuss later, but to be mostly zerah b'mezid and miskaven, but not by using his hand. Because lo sinav biyad, what's the Gemara Masech Benida, that you give him. So if he uses the hand to stimulate the organ, that would be a separate prohibition. That's how he from Moshe writes. All right. The Gemara, it says in Yavama, I think somewhere, that a man who was a shadow of Kut Shafa, it permitted him to be Moti Zera in order to, because we should know whether he's allowed to get married or not. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, how do you do it? There's a whole discussion. What an interesting discourse in the Gemara about that. Is it Ayin Tet? I don't remember. It's in the Ayin somewhere. No, I someone is not sure whether he's a kutshup or not, whether he's healthy or not. More Ayin Vav. Ayin Vav, the whole discussion, what do you do? Hey, Chiyavdina, what do we do? A whole discussion, you bring bread, hot bread, and you put it on his stomach, and it's going to cause carrots. What? The Gemara says, Kule Alma Yaakov Avinu Havoy, the Sivve Kochi Veracious Oni Shlaro Kerem Yomo. But unless you go do such an outright action of what we call simulations, and I'm not going to be able to bring them to the carry, no problem. Mavirin kamei big day tzivonim. You don't have to bring a girl. Just a clothes. That's unbelievable. The average man, the average healthy male, not sure how healthy this guy is from other perspectives, but otherwise he's healthy. He just wants to bring Shalisha. That's all. He must what? You bring us a dress in front of you, and right away these dreams they carry. You have to do what we suggested earlier. Okay, it all depends on who the person is, whatever it may be. Now, so Rabbi Vaish asked, why did you use the yad? Rabbi Vaish was asking, come on, the yad, that's a separate issue. You have to use other kinds of things to avoid yad problems. Yes, got a question. Yeah. Oh, the Gemara talks about all kinds of things. You shouldn't ride on a horseback because the warm, you know, the fresh and the warm, yeah, all kinds of things. Shouldn't wear tight pants. Yeah, quote the Shulchan. I call it the Mashu Adam. Everyone has to know himself. Everyone has a different metabolism, a different, as the Farshim say, some people are what we call more Mechuma. They're closer to Barzila Hagelazi. And some are more makuror, either out Titkis or out like Yaakov Avinu, or out biology. There are people who, you know, when they get married, they're problems. They can't do anything with them. It's a problem. I get these shadows too. The man gets married and then he just can't do what he's supposed to do. So it's a problem. That's a problem. So there are all kinds of aces. And you have to, whether it's psychological, physical, poor circulation, or... You know, these problems we deal with, you know. So, yes? V'nishmarta mikol davar ra. That's the source itself. Why did a davar ra? Well, the next pasuk is ki v'nishmarta mikol davar ra. The Gemara that member of Dashin ki yeh b'cha isha shalu yeh asher what? Yelo yatar mikre loyla. So mikre loyla, which is called today in today's terminology, is called nocturnal emission. That's what it's called in the literature of today. That's called the mikre loyla. Right? That's the word nocturnal. Rashi is loved out to be by Yom too, but even the Goyim used to call it nocturnal. But by today, by them, they knew what they do today by day, is by night. There's 24 hours of Aveiros going on. But the textbooks call what it used to be called. And as a result, that's considered a Mikra Laila. So Alpi Allah, all is called Tameh. Who said it's a double rabbi? Well, you're right. It's a Pashash Kutash Mikra. Who says that? Normal, natural. But the Gemara and Suat Menvav interpret that that's what's called the Nishmat that they call Dabara. That's an interpretation which we don't want to mess with. The Gemara says that we don't find it in any Chalik. And I think there are Moshe, somebody or other, quotes that as the source for this Issa. I can't understand why no one quotes it over here in the Ultra Apostle. You know what, you do me a favor? Go to the side room. You can find a Encyclopedia Talmud that's under Hashkosa. I don't know what Heishin. If you can find that, I can't believe it won't spoil. Maybe I'm missing it over here. I thought it was here. No, that is the source. That's the source of Yisra Mashmazera. That's the source. Of course, someone like that is not as guilty an offender as someone who does it in Mezid of a Miskavin. So there are basically four levels. Of course, there are four levels of this violation of this issue. We'll go from the worst down to the best. The worst is the guy Biyad. Of course, there are merchants and enterprises that does the sin of Biyad. Man, he takes his hand to stimulate the organ that causes our stars of our Torah. That's the worst kind of violator. Then, as the guy uses other physical stimulation or other physical stimulation to cause the zera of our to go out. That would be a second. Thank you very much. A third level down with something that goes to the X-rated movie or the equivalent. Whatever equivalent to him is in an X-rated movie, and he knows he goes to these movies, so as he devotes his Zerah Matala, we'll call it Leonto. We use that term liberally. It's not his fault, but that, in the middle of the night, it's not his fault, he's sleeping. But you know, the Gemara says in Brachot that Ein, what's the lesson of the Brachot? Ein Mara the Adam. Valaila Alamasha Mahara Bayom. What you think about by day is what you dream about at night. But he's thinking by day about these women, so by night he's gonna dream about them and it could lead to Sawzala Matala. So come on, broken. The most call of all is the person who does not go to the dirty movie. He does not have any kind of these activities. But Afalpi came, because he's a healthy male, he's unmarried. So if someone is married, generally speaking, one of the way to avoid these problems is get married. How so? Even though a person is married, I mean, that's living with his wife all the time. She could be a nida she's healthy, she's a nida every month for 12 days. In Echanama, there are men who are married, Shiloh also, even within those 12 days, they're not able to avoid Hirhuri, which will lead in the onsum to and in a third way it gets worse. Why? He knows what he's dreaming about. He got married. He read about it in the books, he saw it in the movies, or family knows. But this man is already a Baal Nisayan. Ain't Chokham Kabbal Nisayan anymore, is it? So he's supposed to be able to control his thoughts, and the man has to control what happens biologically, even when it happens. But most men are, I can't say most, Ben Torah. So it's supposed to be able to overcome this problem upon marriage. And I think from the little I know from Shiloh that I get in the field, the average Ben Torah is able to do so. The average Bacha is not able to do so. The average Bacha, Ben Torah, who tries to concentrate on his learning and nothing else, try to stay away from. He doesn't go out. He's not getting married. Either he's too young to get married in his own mind, he's not going out. Or he's old enough to get married, he can't find the shidduch, he can't find. And he's a Ben Torah, and he learns Yom HaValayla. The average is Bokha. If he's healthy, is not able to avoid what they call the mikra lava. And the Gemara says, everyone's Yaakov Avinu. We don't have to be Yaakov Avinu running around. Now, in certain circles, they hang a lot of guilt on a person. Oh, you're a Russia and a Russia, and you have to do this tshuva, and that tshuva, another tshuva. Tikkun, not Breslov, Bakule. Sit in the snow and in the fire and all, I don't know what we have to do. Where I come from, we don't go for these things. The Matthias, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, made man, but don't you also say that Shmonas Shel HaKuppah? He also said. And that's on the outside. So really, maybe we can get married even before that. Shmonas Shel HaKuppah might be the 18th year, and the 17th, which is called the Chazal, is when the person is very powerful. Yosef HaTzadik, 17, and when he was the attempt of seduction. And the biologists of today concur with the Chazal. So once you're 17, you're already over the hill. You guys are already all over the hill because you're past 17. That's what the biologists say. Well, I should be still pretty high up there on the hill, but over the hill. So this means that we're not Yaakov Avinu. We're not. And the truth of the matter is that, again, speaking from many, many discussions I'll meet him over the years, maybe the biologists are right that 17 would be a certain peak from a purely biological perspective, but from the perspective of B'nai Torah having problems with this opinion, it starts after 17. So they get older and their friends are getting married or thinking about marriage more, whatever. I'm not sure the reasons that are. It's a Matthias. It's a Matthias, and I'm not afraid to talk about the Matthias, even though it's on tape, I'm not afraid to talk about it. Whoever has these tapes to make sure they go into the right hand. But it's important to talk about. I mean, we're learning the sugya. I mean, we learned Dominic Gilesi. We didn't talk about it. But we're learning Subis. And it's something which is important to be discussed in the proper way. Every guy's not Chasa Shalom Chayav Misa. No one's Chayav Misa. So these are the Chalila. Ever Onan did it amazing of a miscarving for the Chayav Misa. So this is a kind of an aver of misa, which I don't think it's saying by Israel. If he did it for shogeg, if the owner is tired, misa le shemayim for shogeg. And if the chudim in a corner, oh, the wall is going on and he causes damage, so we'll say that he's talking about kim levit rabbinah, according to the chudim in a corner, according to one version. I mean, I guess the matter is that he kicks while he's doing this, and I don't know what. So he breaks somebody's plea. Now, I don't think he would say that. As you said before, I don't think it's a literal thing. It's a chomer. It's a chomer. Now, who says what I said before? I can't believe it. Nobody says that. One minute, please. What's the source? What's the Lord Sinov? Yeah. Something's not Smachta. Boo. Oh! Baruch Hashem. Who said it? Who said it? A primary is there. Baruch Hashem. Achiezer, and Chelik Gimel, Simon Chav Dalet, I have the Achiezer. Look at that. That's the only one who said it. Wow. Rav Moshe also said it. The only quote from the island is quoted Rav Moshe. Achiezer, Chelik Gimel, Simon Chav Dalet, the quoter said, well, I thought it was a portion. So that was the... One second. Simon Chav Dalet has so many different puffs. I'm going to tell you where it is. Oh. Hold on. Oh. Here. Rama la tsar zala matala arsa te bevur bestu vus af men vau. Ti af bina mishmata mi kol dovera. U mashe mi tsuga za gemara sham te ein zat mahto. Rak ha tora min ha tora. Der prime was he said. Okay, cost of the total of what is our that's God. Alright, that's what he said, that's the source. This is the cousin Hay in Achiezer Chela Gimel Simon Chav Dalet. That's what I thought. So finally, that's someone to say what we thought was a chat. Alright? Anyway. Yeah. So this is the fact. There's an Issa Daraisa, we presume, of a Torah Zerah Levatot. Don't say that Smachas, there are double those who say that. Who is he quoted? Smachas B'Yalma. Shua, Tnei, or Shua? I thought he only said that Lo Sidah was a Smachas B'Yalma. He quoted the thing, the whole thing is a Smachas B'Yalma. Well. The Pasha, despite the fact that I'm related, the Pasha, the role of Postum is not that way. And there exists an issue of the right. What it is subject to question. Yes. No. Well, the Tumma is such a bad. The Bailey wants a Tumma. This is a big one. So I would answer that all of them are only on Smas except for this one. The Smas that they call the other one. No, there's no onus. The dollar is still coming in any. Well, Lothin, of course, the Ramayisha would be especially for Biyat. That's not Smas before. And the others are just onshim. They're not, it doesn't say anything about. They have the owner?
Yeah.
Can you love it? Love a dollar in the day? Why are you asking to look at it? Take a look. Let's check out. I don't remember that lush. No. Not over here. Maybe they could give you a gimbal, you mean? Look over here. But apparently, with the Reb Chaim Oiz, the argument is an Issa D'oraisa, and the Svarez is the source, our Gemara. Gemara is found in two places in Shas, Suus Mevav and Avodah Zorah Dafkov, and it's in the Pashup Shad and the Issa D'oraisa. Now that's Machla B'Yalma. One second. Yeah, Shalei Harad B'Yalma, Pashup, Hai, Drasha, Kra, Drasha Gemuri, V'Loas Machla, Tidabucha, Beperet, Narash, and Itzpatsa. The source of the rice is our Gemara over here on Memvav. How do you know? Because the Gemara says, "As Torah l'Moshe Shem Aminola, Rabbi Lazar v'Lo Selak Rofil, Rabbi Nosam v'Mishmatam v'Kol Davaro, Rabbi Lazar my time alone may high, who we borrow the elikah of Pinchas Ben Yoram v'Mishmatam v'Kol Davaro." So he's a raya brut in the rice. Because as Torah l'Moshe Shem, it's certainly be the rice. You kill somebody for it, not Mishim v'Shemayim. Beast and Benzin. So obviously he didn't have power. And the remarkable, well, he doesn't use the public, but that's because he used it up for Shalai Amahara Bayo. So I come out and bro, Baruch HaShemesh, the Gemara Menvav, and the Nisa Zaraisa, and the Shmar. And it's also to think about bad thoughts, you're going to leave the day to Malala, cause the double portion, and also to simply make yourself come in the Nibiyo Sos Yara Mamish. The part of the part, is that right? No. Is it a real lab? I don't know. It's not counted as month of 365. I don't think it's found. 365 lab, I don't think you'll find it in the Shmarta that they called it. The question, why not? Well, when the Shmarta, the Chazal says, when the Shmarta, what is it? It's a, lab. Is this counted in one of the six? I don't know. Look at the Chinon. What part of the Shmarta that they called it? What is it? Is it part? Pash is what? You stay safe. Schultz and where is it? No. Verb. It's in you stay safe, no? Who's about Kerr? Come on, no, we can shop to the Chitish Kerr Secha, we don't use them, we have a thought, it's in you stay safe. So let's take a look and see stay safe in the Chinuch. Oh, but... I have a Chinuch here, I don't have a Ram, a Chinuch goes all the Averis in order. In order they found in the Chumash. One minute. Hold on a second. Where is it? You have a Chumash? Yeah. Fourth, trying to find it in order here. You don't want to look it up. It's in Sefer Devarim. Perek Chav Gimel. Pasuk Yud. Okay. Let's see. It's right after this. Oh. Here it says in Israel, Lo Yavo al Tocha Machane. That's the next puzzle. It's not found in the, if we still call in the order of the Sefer Achinus, it's not found. So we have the Lo Tisai of Mitri, which is found in Pasuk Ches. The next one goes, Lo Yavo al Tocha Machane, which is Pasuk Yud Aleph. And Pasuk Yud doesn't have it, it's not one of the three just from Lavin as such. Now, I want to know, because the Torah is proof in Memvav here, and the Issa D'oraisa, but he's using it for Moshe Shemran, he's using it for this. So you want to know. So hold on a second. One minute. So maybe. You know, the answer you have as Torah are not found in 365. You know, for other things maybe. Lo Selech Rachel. Selech Rachel is the Torah from Moshe Shemran. So you look on the Selech Rachel, I don't know if you'll find here it says Moshe Shemran. Maybe you will. I don't have the wrong value. Good question. Let me go back to my discussion. Right. To be awesome is a right to without malchus, right? If Korva doesn't require malchus, that's right. Here too, if it's an Easter, the right to without malchus. It's not Easter, the right in any event. If it's used up either to kill him up the shamrock, I'm sorry for this guy, serious. I don't know what else is made of it. Do you have a plan shoe? Should plan shoe. You have a plan, how do we have that? If you have a chance, look it up and see if he discusses this Gemara. This is called the right rule, it's the right. Often it tells them what it's are. Can't believe that the Elder Zeta forgot the Gemara to tell. Can't believe that. It must be made of sincerity. We don't pass like this. I don't know. Do me a favor, look at the shoe and say a shoe up. What was the Mar Malcolm? Nei Yeshua, Chuvitz, Evan has a Simon Memdalis. If you don't, just look it up or bring it to me, I'll look it up. I want to take a look at that. Huh? I don't know if they have a Chuvitz, Nei Yeshua. Other Beth Medrash has them? So bring it in. We'll go down to the library. I'll bring it to the other Beth Medrash. However you bring it, I want to see it. Okay? Now, let's pass it over. So Rabbeinu Tam, we said, is a big... Oh, that's how we got started. According to Rabbeinu Tam, would there be anybody who's not mechuyev in this aveirus, not mitzuv in this aveirus? So here he quotes over here, the Minchas Chinuch in Simon Aleph says that maybe, according to those who maintain that a woman is not chayev on Purim Rosh, not Muslim, on Hashchas Zera, maybe a soris, someone who cannot have any children, is not in violation of the Easter of Ashkot HaZer, here I've been a time. How to say no? The same Binyan Tzion is not true. There exists an Easter of Ashkot HaZer as an independent Easter. My guess is if you go to the source of the Shema to be called El Hara, that's a separate, separate violation. Even if it's not... maybe. Maybe. What if Simon Aleph? What about a guy? So the guy, says the fairy, Tosin Sanhedrin, after the Testament base, says that a guy is not chayiv on Ashkos and Zerah. The fairy is Tosin. Dollars? Look it up. Tosin Sanhedrin and Testament base, Libra Maskel Vahal. The number two on Ashkos and Zerah. And the Mishnah Lamelech points out in Perek Yudah Inuchas Malachim Malachas Zayin that Tosas Lishitosam that a woman's on Chayiv in Puravu. Same thing. A woman's on Chayiv in Puravu. Nor is a guy. Now, so we left out one case so far. Very important. He has a point to the Shita. What about a man who already fulfilled Puravu? And that does not automatically follow that a man who's already fulfilled Puravu should not be in the category of Issa, because after all, he is Chayav in Puravu. He happens to have fulfilled it now, but he's still in the Parsha. So that's a big question.
Is there an issue with the problem?
Well, first of all, there's a Din and the Gemara. If the person had a boy and a girl, he should still try to have more children, which, although the Gemara puts other Pesukim for it, it's a Din. Based on the era of Altana Fiodefa. However, it could be also that aside from the era of Altana Fiodefa, it might be a, how should I put it, a kiyum of Furuvu. So it's a boy that goes the kiyum, that's the minimum. So you have to more children, that's an extra kiyum of Furuvu. So that might, one might argue that if you even had a boy and a girl, you fulfilled the kiyum of Furuvu, there might still be an interval of Torah, even the quarter of Benetam, because there's a potential for a further key. However, let's not speculate too much. Rabbeinu Tam says, in Sefer HaYosher, he says, Akasha against Rashi. Rashi says, Sha'anoshim Asturus Shamash B'mo, says to Rabbeinu Tam, Imishim Dechovas HaBaal Dimitzkela Puruvu, and therefore it's Asur. He writes in Sefer HaYosher, Kodalov V'dilo Mashmo Lishnahochi. V'yod, listen to this one now, Afilu Kiyem Mitzvot Puruvu Namikoma, Uvitl Shichva Zer Elohavi, the name of Bishar Asur. From that, in the Lashon of Rabbeinu Tam would appear that once a man has fulfilled Bru-Ru-Vu, there's no longer any violation of Otsoa Zera Levatola. Some want to say it's Rabbonah because of the Erev Al-Tanach Yedecha. That's what the Tosfos of Rosh says in the Tafanida. In other words, Ena Chinami, the Isser, an Isser can only be associated with a bitl of the Kiyum. But there is a bitl of Kiyum, because the Kiyum of these seven love, of the Erev Al-Tanach Yedecha. So the Erev Al-Tanach Yedecha, if it would be a Rabbonah of a different Kabbalah or a lesser level violation, less level commandment, then the violation would be a lesser level violation. I'm reading it from the Tosfos of Rosh. Listen for a second, please. The Tosfos of Rosh in Masechet Neda, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. This is followed. He says, my time of Kitemishim, the Lomifti, the Alpiri of Rivia, Anoshim Nami, Liaka Shakimu, Lo Listru. Oh! Let it be Taka, the Rabbeinu Tam seems to say in Sefer HaYosher, and there's no Easter once they fulfill through Rivu. Mir Yesh Loma, Anoshim, the Ola Mifkidi, Shim the Siba Bokas, Ra, Zarecha, or the Arab Al Tanakh, the Zach, Mon Yavam, the Sam of Beit. So in Echinami, he reduces the level of Issa to the level of Chiyuv. And Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYosher seems to say there's no Issa whatsoever. So here's amazing. Rabbeinu Tam is the biggest machmir in the world, he says, when it comes to Mo, Kod, and Tashmish. It's like a matl ezar al etzim, v'alav vonim, and there's no hetzer, da 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 da. But the same Rabbeinu Tam says, Bein Ashar, that if he already fulfilled Guru Vu, there's no Issa. Not Kod Rosh. Kod Rosh is an Issa for the error. But the original source of Rabbeinu Tam is the Sefer HaYosher. You can look it up. I think we have a Sefer HaYosher here in the yeshiva. Now you bring it in tomorrow. The Sefer HaYosher seems to say klar that once he fulfilled Puru Revu, there's no longer any violation of Otsoa Zera Levatola. That's what he seems to be saying. Yeah. No, if I want to give birth. It wasn't birth. They didn't have a live child. So let's review. Rabbeinu Tam is the biggest makel in the world in Achalat Yachatashmish. He's the biggest machim in the world, called a Tashmish with the possible exception of a guy who fulfilled through Revu, or any other such person, such as a Saris or a Goy, because he's late to his part of Puvat, because there's a woman in Achai for that reason. This is Rabbeinu Tam Shikha. The enigma, which we have to, Rabbeinu Tam is clear cut. The enigma which we have to discuss tomorrow in the Shir, after the Pina, is Shita Tari. The Ri is a real enigma. Because look what the Ri says, just to look at the next minute or two, just take a look inside, and tomorrow we'll discuss it by Ri. The Ri in our Tosfos Lamatas is as follows. Will the Ri nearer Lakayim Pirish Akuntris, the Beresh Nida Mashmat, the Hamok, Shubimaya, Kol Shah, Babakim Mishamish, Allah Avon and Allah Eitzim. Will Odama the Mishamish kind of the physical barrier? Okay? Question. Major and obvious question. If, in fact, the Ri agrees with Rabbeinu Tam as an Isser of El Eitzim Val Avonim, how in the world can the Ri learn our Gemara Kod HaTashmish? Rabbeinu Tam was forced by this premise to interpret our Gemara to be referring to what kind of case? Nu Rabota. What kind of case? Ach HaTashmish. Otherwise, it's unthinkable for a man to be master. Mr. Reed says it's Kodem Kashrus. And he says it's Aleisim Balavonim. And Aval PK, he says, according to Shita Shabim Meir, it's Mutter anyway. A plea. You'll tell me it's a Sakana. I'll tell you get the worst. How can it be Master and Issa Zaraisa? This proves an Issa Zaraisa. Of a Tzah Zera Levatola. If, in fact, you consider it to be the equivalent of what? Ala Eitim, V'Ala Avonim. How is it possible? That's a serious question. If it's in fact a Tzah Zera Levatola, how can there be any Hetzim? So this question we'll address tomorrow in the Shia. Bechina 9 o'clock sharp. He pointed out the opinion of the Rabbi Natan, who's a big makel and a big macher. There's a big makel when it comes to the Acha Tashmish, and there's a big macher when it comes to Kodem Tashmish. The Acha Tashmish, Rabbi Natan seems to be of the opinion, there's really no Issa whatsoever, because after all, he says, the Issa of Hashvat Zera is based upon Kru Revu. For this reason, he says that the Goy is not the Suvan Puravu, it's not Muzar and Ashkot is there. For the very same reason, in Sefer Yosher, he says that a man who's already fulfilled Puravu is also not have an issue of Ashkot is there, in this kind of a context. Therefore, it's inaccurate. A woman does the Ashkot is there after the Tashmish, she's not the Suvan Puravu, so there's no issue whatsoever. Yes? Yeah, those who say that any source of this issue, except for Puru, is going to be gender blind, right? Because all the other prohibitions, whatever they may be, I take that back. Except for the one with people we like the best of all. That was what we call Vinishmarat and we call Dovarot. But Ramesha, is that true? I was wondering why I knew it from somewhere. Ramesha says in Chela Gimel, in Eben HaEzer, that the source is Vinishmarat and Mikol Dovaro. That's what it comes from. Huh? Vinishmarat and Mikol Dovaro. That's what we mentioned in the Gemara Subhatam and Vav, which tells us in Avodah Zarah that Chav says it's clearly an Issa Daraisa. So Moshe says that's the Mokra. That's the Mokra. We quoted yesterday from the Achiezer. Somebody, it's written to a doctor. That which the doctor wrote, Yisro Tzor Zerah Eno Mishakta Lavin. That one of the 365 Lavin. We discussed it yesterday. The doctor is trying to say it's wrong. I'm not sure doctor. I'm not sure if he's a rabbi going. Maybe he's a rogue. If he has a PhD. I don't know. I'm not sure. Huh? Nef. He says, the Mechila Mikvodo who told, Tats Vishalom Loma came, like the Elton Zayla. Tats Vishalom Loma came. Yotzor Zayla Vatolim is the writer. So Chayim is the Shemayim, he's the Chomer Ad Mahod. Even though it's not the most Chomer, but still it's an Issa. How do you know? Because here it's Mishmarta, it's Subat Memvav, it's going with some of the life, it's Rosh HaGmurah, Tosna Vodazar Dachav, wise and counted the 365 lavin. Ain't a mishum shayna with the right. The harve yisurim the right alo nimnu. Ulai mishum shayna bazeh honash misa. Below as horror. Valavin and ishmart and never bemachne. The kfeil as isa. Lorak al hiru el al olin yonim. The rot haram am limnos bulam yuchas. Etc. So therefore, this is what the Rabbi Moshe writes. Excuse me. Yeah, go ahead. That's also only on the man, not on the woman. To see if the woman will absorb the zera, she may be in violation of what we said before about pashis, or maybe those are considered to be an abizraya of reticha. Someone who suggested that yesterday? Somebody said it's reticha because it's preventing a human life from coming into existence. It wasn't mentioned in Shia, it may have to be someone said something. She should be considered an abizraya of reticha. So I found here a quote that from the Kedushin of Rav Reuven Gorzovsky, the one of the Rav, on Yavamis, he suggested that maybe it should be considered Nisa Reticha, a Gram Reticha, something like Maxim Reticha. The Gemara in Nida might be a proof to that, so that's the basis for it, because the Gemara, when it says in the Sugya Nasim Gimel about the Easter of Tzor Zera, what's why do you consider Shofar Zaman? So I think the suggestion was made that because it's not that you would desire to use properly for then it could be a child, and because you're using it improperly, it can be no child. So, yeah, the Gemara has the muscle. I just give the muscle one Yavamit says, someone who's not also can prove removed, it's again, Ki'ilu Shofir Zavit. Why? Because it says, Achaz Dimchel and Ashotech, and I just talked to Malach, and it's about 10 prove removed. So, again, Ki'ilu, we don't, you have to say the word Ki'ilu, not the same thing, but nevertheless, it might be considered somehow related, broader sense. Yilu hoa gata nefesh. Oh, excuse me. The sechta kala. No, I'm right. I'm sorry. Zidu yud gimel. Zidu gimel says yilu shof and zavim. They quote Sukkim to that effect. I'm sorry? There he is. Again, I want to repeat. It doesn't mean it's Shofar Zaman in the full sense. It means that it's Ki'ilu. Somehow it's in whatever level it is, you would interpret that. But you're right. The Pashtus is as a basis, like Rav Moshe said, and I don't know, it took so long for them to say it. No one said it until the 20th century. It sounds like that the nature of the Easter is in the Shemar to be called Dovarov. It's a Pashto fact. I don't know why I didn't find it from earlier sources. Maybe if you look harder, you will. But it is an Easter derived, the Pashto. Now, let's now go to our case, the Sholosh Noshim Mishamtim Zavon. So that's exactly with a big kasha. Major question that we discussed today. I mean, the time is very nice. The Kona Tashmish is the right side. There's no way in the world to be Matarit. The Yacha Tashmish, Hetagama, it's always Mutter. Maybe it's even Chayat. That's very straightforward. The Re, in our Tosis, the Re near the Kayat Pirish Akuntis, take a look, on Lamed Tetzim and Aleph, the second narrow line. The Bereish Nida Dab Gimel Masa De Hamochu Bimeir Kol Shah. It's not the Pasuk in our Rashi. Our Rashi said nothing. We assumed that Rashi was basing himself on what he said earlier back on the Flam of Zion. And Mochus the Akatash. The Akronim suggests that the reason not saying Pshat in Rashi proper, the Medaik of the Lashon, Uluri Nira Lekhaim Pirish Akuntis, to uphold the general framework of Rashi's Pshat, which was what? That the issue in our Sukkah is not whether it's Mutaros or Chayavos, but rather what? Whether it's Mutaros or Asuros. Right? That's how Rashi said. Mishamsh is Mutaleh and Mishamsh. That's from Meir. Obviously, all that is awesome. So in order to be able to come to that conclusion, to reinterpret the Gemara by both Kodem Tashmish. Maybe that's not what Rashi himself meant. The assumption is that somehow one of the Rashi himself and the Acha. And said enough Lama Zion, he said Nefesh is differently in Lama Tes. Like the whole assumption of Tosfos in the first half. That's how some interpret the read. And the Kayan Pinch, the Kodja, the Torah Mo, to Meir Kol Shov. But Rashi himself is not clear Rashi meant that. Not just the theories in Rashi all over the place. How did Rashi interpret? No, it's Kodim Tash, which are the Yachatas, in this Bryce. But be that as it may, it's going to be very hard for us to know definitively what Rashi held, because there's so many different interpretations of Pi Rashi, the reason of Pi Rashi, by the Talmud and Sud Rashi, and the Sheet of the Left, and not the Sud Rashi. Everyone knows Sud Rashi a different way. So instead of spending every minute to see the Dayak this way, that way, the other way, let's just let the Sheet unto themselves. They're all from the Dali Rishon. Whether Rashi held this way or the other way, it's very important, of course, but that's not what we concentrate on, because you can't prove it conclusively. There's always the Dali on the other side of what Rashi held. Let's discuss the sheet itself. So the Rishon says what? It's called in Tashish. Babi ki mishamish al avonim al ha'etzim. Lo domin the mishamish kind of animals where there's no barrier. So the question we asked, the end of the sheet yesterday was, Gval, if in fact we say that ki mishamish al ha'etzim al avonim, how in the world do you explain the heter of shalosh noshim mishamshim b'mov? The big machshel, this man in Aveira all the time. You'll tell me it's sakana. I'll say get divorced. That was a different story, but the question was how you matter it. You didn't answer the question. You're just saying, well, there's no other way. If it's Osir, it's Osir. If in fact it's Osir, it's Osir. If it's not Osir, it's not Osir. What about it? Sure, it's not Osir. No, I can't miss the Holos. Asir Dochalos. The next daf will discuss the front of Asir Dochalos. They have men. I don't think it's going to apply in this case. How are you matir? Sorry? The Tana Alice is no problem. There's no moat put there. If you put in moat and the reason is like eighth of Avonim, so you mean, what do you mean a man's matir because it's dangerous? Because it's dangerous just to sustain. As long as it's dangerous. Yes?
Yeah.
No. He doesn't necessarily say that. And even if he did say that, how would it help? So there's no way through it all. So what are you saying at the last time? Why?
That's why one can't do that.
He said, if Achlokas Rav Meir the Chacham is in your Svarah. Question. That's what the Mepharshim point out. Is this called Levatolo or not? The nature of the Isser is Levatolo. Alaitzim Alavonim is a very nice, dramatic way to express it, based on the Chazal. But the real Isser is, we know, that someone is Motzi Zera Levatolo. The question is this Levatolo? therefore what? The same concept shot in the So they quoted Tshuva Sarosh. The Tshuva Sarosh is found in Shulchan Aruch as well, in Simon Chav Gimel, Sim Gimel. The Tshuva So the Akronim say, look, you see over here, that it's referring to a case of Moch, right? And Moch is labeled as let me say it by the fact that it's considered Moch, it's nevertheless called Kederach Palaret, even though the expression of Eitzim Avodim is being used. At one at the same time, it's Kederach Kol Haaretz, and it's Aleitz Neval Avon. And therefore, we say that although it's Aleitz Neval Avonim, the fact that it's called Kederach Kol Haaretz is matir for us, matir for this man to live with his wife, despite the fact that it's Aleitz Neval Avonim. And the source being the Tshuva Sarosh. So I have a problem. Thank you. The Simon Chav Gimel. Hey. Isha Shiyes La Otam Barecha Via De Kap Kishab Bala Mishamashima Zorami Bechut Otsu. And Taz in Sivkit in Sivkot Gimel quotes the Rosh. And the Beis Yosef quotes the Rosh. Pirish. So the Yolam Uzorami Bechut. The Hosam, who Mishamesh Kiderech Kol Haaretz, Atal Pi, Shein Roar Lahazria, Midi Dahava Akora Uzkeno. This is Taz, from Chav Gimel to Chav Gimel, quoting from the Beis Yosef, quoting from the Lost of the Tshuva Sarosh. I repeat one more time. Vigorami Mishamesh Bemo, the Hosam, who Mishamesh Kidera Kalaret, Apapish Ain Royal Azria, Midi Dahava, Koro Zikano Sano. He assumes, the Reuven, as it in his Kedushman Yavamit, the Reuven goes up, he assumes, look, the Rush holds that it's an Easter of Aleitz and Balavon, the Rush quotes Kalosh, and it's the same Rush, so the Rush must hold that, yeah, it's Kidera Kalaret, even at the same time as Aleitz and Balavon. I find it very hard to believe. Not only is it hard to believe that these two expressions to us seem to be almost contradictory, but more than that, the Rosh in our daf, as well as in Yevamot, the Tshuva, the Tosfos the Rosh, both here in Ksuvos Lametes, as well as the Rosh, the Tosfos the Rosh in Yevamot, Afyud Beis, in both places, seems to be the Rabbeinu Tam. Let me read you. Um, No senes mo kodem tashmish, hiltach shar nashi asur, the havi kizorea ala eitzim vala avonim. That's true. See, what happened was that Rabbi Reuven had the lashon of the rush from the shita mekubetzes, and here he used the lashon of ala eitzim vala avonim, and here he used the lashon of derech kol haaretz. He said, oh, we can make it compatible. These two expressions are compatible. If I can bother you one more time, give me a tosis a rush. I forgot. Close to Russia and Yvamas and Ksubas. It comes in the same, it's in the same volume. Yeah. No. The word Kederet Kola Oret is taken from a puzzle. No, who was Valkyrie? Read it a few weeks ago. No. You just had it. That's right. Baruch Hashem. What about Curry? Knows his stuff. Parshas Vayera. Wasn't that long ago. That's right. Here it is. The Ish Ein Ba'o. The Taz quote over here, the Lush of Tshuva Tarash, he says, V'garmi mishameshet v'moh, sahosim hu mishamesh k'derech kol haaretz, af al pi shein ro lazriya, midi dehavi ha'akara z'kenu k'tal. What's he talking about? Kodem Taz Tzirach HaTashmash. Can you tell? I thought that's an expression of midi dehavi akparas kenas kala. You get the impression. I got an impression of akatashmish. But before he said ein aroah lazria, that gave me the impression of holem tashmish because that's the tefillah ein aroah lazria. I don't know. It's not so clear. It's not clear. I found later. I guess I'll try to quote later today. The Shuvas Sam Seifer, which we'll quote later, he's also not sure. I thought on my own. I thought I discovered America, but I wasn't sure what the Shuvas Rush meant. Called him on the Akatashmish. The Sam Seifer wasn't sure. Oten, right? Yeah. I understand. So the Otem is no good. And the Moch is good. That's why. Mamish, it's hard to find a heter. It's hard to find a heter b'pashut. What's the heter? So therefore, there's a new approach to the government, which we're going to discuss right now. Yeah. I want to tell you, see, that Rabbi Reuven goes along with the Easter of Niyut, Lo Sinah. If I'm not mistaken, with Mechilas Kvodo, he misinterpreted the Pirush of Mishnah for Amram and Sanhedrin. I think, I read it, I'm not sure I'm right, you have to look yourself, that the Rambam said lo sinach b'yad of a regal, that whole sugya, I think that that the Rambam interpreted to mean what we call kiruv vasa. That means between a man and a woman. And he, Reb Ruva, is working with the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos, that the man himself, that he's trying to cause a source of atala. So I thought he had a different the pastor I thought, that lo sinach b'gamri and asnachta. And the Kiddush is, of advice and others, that Yad is Mohammed or anything else, the sin of Yad, even that's a Kiddush. Everybody agrees with that. But certainly then, in terms of Me'ikir Adin, it's very hard to work with that. I would like to prefer the chat of the Tosafot Rid. The Tosafot Rid says, Tosafot Rid Arishin. And he said, something very important, and that was quoted. The Moshe quotes it, for example, in the famous classical tshuva, where Moshe has in this topic, and Evan has the Chelek Aleph, Siman Sam of Gimel, I believe, he quotes the Tosafot Rid. But let's go to the primary source and read it together. So yes, it's yes, it's Tosafot Rid in your vomit. Very interesting what he has there. Tosafot Rid was put out not that long ago, it was put out in the 1930s apparently for the first time. It was found in the JTS library. Yeah, yeah. As I've come from Rav Kook, written in 1931. Okay. Found a Klaviat photography. It's in the what do you call the Schechter Seminary, I thought the JTS. It's found in the Vamas, and Rav Kook has Ha'aret on it. Huh? For both of them. They rebuilt it. No time. They rebuilt it. Okay. Very magnanimous. Yeah. So the Gemara says as follows. Vi kasha. Hey chi tiru. This is Tosafot Rid. Hey chi tiru chachamim lahosi zara lasis kamasa er ma'ona. What's going on over here? How can you... And therefore, we say that although it's a late of Alavonim, the fact that quote Kedera Kolores is matir for us, matir for this man to live with his wife, despite the fact that it's a late of Alavonim. And the source being the Tshuva Sarosh. So I have a problem. Thank you, Mr. Reed, for the Shulchan Aruch. It's the Simon Chav Gimel. See, excuse me, to pay. Isha sheyes la otam barechem via de kach kishe bala mishamashima zora mi bachut otu in Taz in Sifkit in Sifkot and Gimel quote to us in the Beis Yosef quote to us to us Pirish for the Yolam u zora mi bachut vizora mi mishamashis b'mo the hosam u mishamash kidera kol haaretz Apal pi shein roa lahazriya midi dahava akora uz keno. This is Taz from Chav Gimel to Chav Gimel quoting from the Beis Yosef quoting from the Rosh from the Tshuva Sarosh. I repeat one more time. V'gom im mishamesh b'mo the hosam hu mishamesh kidera kolorek apal pi shein roa lahazriya midi dahava akoro zikeno tana. He assumes the book of husband. I'll tell you the truth. In my rabbinical career, I had a case, and I'm telling you now because I was Musser. Where there was an actual case of a comment of mine, and there was a put a tension between husband and wife, and the woman attributed this tension to the fact that when she was pregnant, she didn't look so great, didn't feel so great, didn't look so great. The husband paid less attention to her, and apparently paid attention, whatever, I don't want to exaggerate more situation. But apparently she felt it was paying attention to others. whether it's true or not true, imagined, real, it's irrelevant. But the point he didn't say apparently, again, apparently there was this feeling they didn't pay so much attention to his wife at that time, and one of the reasons was because she claimed she wasn't looking her best, but that looking her best, feeling her best, you know, she was up, and she was not very appealing. So I'm giving you Musa about that, Shane Sofa, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be kind enough to bless you, he said, oh, we can make it compatible. These two questions are compatible. If I can bother you one more time, give me a Tosis Rosh. I forgot. Tosis Rosh on Yavamas and Ksubas. It comes in the same, it's in the same volume. Yeah. No. The word Kederet Kola Oret is taken from a Tosis. No, who was about Torah? Read a few weeks ago. No. You just had it. That's right. Baruch Hashem. What about Curry? He knows his stuff. Parshas Vayera. Wasn't that long ago. That's right. Here it is. The Ish Ein Ba'oretz Lavo Aleinu Kiderech Kol Ha'oretz. That's from Parshas Vayera, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. You skip that when you were in elementary school. But when you're about car, we probably skip. So thank you very much. That's the expression, Kedara Kalaras, which of course is found elsewhere. In the first place, I think it's found in Parshas Vayera. So I mean that, look, they're living as man and wife in the sense that the Eiver Ha'ish penetrates into the Guf Ha'isha. That's called Kedara Kalaras. The Isha put in the mo, no. It's still called Alaitzim Alavonim. It's called Alaitzim Alavonim, but at the same time, despite the fact it's called Alaitzim Alavonim, nevertheless, I made a mistake. The Tosafot of Russian Ksuvos is verbatim in the Shita B'Kuvetz. It's the Tosafot of Russian Yevamos where the Rosh tells you what his real Shita is. Here, I read it from the Tosafot of Russian Yevamos. It says like this, V'nira li kapirish rabbeinatam. No. V'numi u'nira, t'bino senet moch b'shah tashmish, ika ashkos ha-zera l'ish, k'shematl zera l'moch, havi k'matl zera l'aitzim al-avonim, d'yein derech tashmish b'kach. Okay? And this is later on. Im is simas moch, Bishar Hatashmish, Havi Kimatil Alaitim Alavonim, the Kava the Mashra Zarom, the Kamevi Mabala Olam, Lo Mistaber, Sheyatiru Le'elo Anashim, Bishvil Simchas Ono. You thought of your Terek. The Rosh thought of your Terek. The Mutam Shloyasham Shuklal. So the Rosh here in the Tosafot of the Rosh in Yevamos seems to accept Rabbi Natan's view, which is there's no dispensation. Simchas Ona, the mitzvah, very nice. But you came in matter and it's the chomer of a tzoah zera levatol. Alaitzim alavon. Okay? So the Rosh, how can you bring a raya from the tshuva to Rosh? In, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, where he said that the otem berechem is much worse than the loop, than the moch, because the moch is called kidera tolor. And if it's mut imelos alaitzim alavon, it can't be. So the Russian is the Alaitzim Alavonim, it's absolutely prohibited, that's the maskana of the Tosafot of Russian Yevamos, that it's simply no good. There's no hetter whatsoever. None. So, that's a major problem. The truth of the matter is, I'm not even sure to what the Rosh refers in his tshuva. Kodem tashmish or akatashmish. That's in the Tosafot of Rosh. It's talking about the Tshuva Sarosh. The Taz quotes over here, Lush of Tshuva Sarosh. He says, V'garmi mishamesh b'moch, Zahosim hu mishamesh k'derech kol haaretz, Af al pi shein ro la zriya, Midi dahavi ha'atara z'kein uktan. What are we talking about? Tolem tashmish or racha tashmish? Can you tell? I thought that from the expression of midi dahavya koros kenos kali, you get the impression. I got an impression of racha tashmish. But before he said ein aror lazria, that gave me the impression of tolem tashmish because that's in the tefila ein aror lazria. I don't know. It's not so clear. It's not clear in the... I found later, I guess I'll try to quote later today, in Shumas Sam Sofer, which we'll quote later, he's also not sure. I thought on my own, I discovered America, but I wasn't sure what the Shumas Rosh meant, called him on the Akatashmash. The Sam Sofer wasn't sure. Otem, right. I understand. The Otem is no good. And the Melch is good. That's why. Otem is before and Melch is after.
All right.
Okay. So let's assume it's I'll grant it. Kodem Tashmish. Fine. So that's the case. The Chora, the Rush backed out. Al-Tarachach, he backed out. Now, as you said, in the toast of Rush, the Sefti Yavamas, you'd beg him to say. I'm saying he's backed out from one or the other. The two are not compatible. And then we said it go back to what I said. That these two expressions of Kedera Kalahorit and the expression of Aleitz of Alon are not compatible. In other words, I think that Reuven Grzovsky didn't have Tosar Rosh. I wasn't printed in his day. He had a sheet of Gubetas and Ksubas, which quotes the Tosar Rosh here in Ksubas. He doesn't take a stand. So therefore, we try to make it compatible, the Tshubas Rosh with the Tosas Rosh, with the Tosas Rosh, with the Sheet of Gubetas with Tosar Rosh, to come with a Tiddish. The what? You have the compatibility between what and what? Lou, come on, one more time. Between what and what? Aleitzim Avanim and Gedera Kolos. No steering. But I think if you look at the Tosar Rosh and the Yavamasi Kler is so there, the Pashtus, to what he says in the Tshubas Rosh, especially assuming the Tshubas Rosh, Kodam Pashtus. Here he says, there's no answer whatsoever, there's his Mutter. Didn't say it's Mutter. So therefore, you must have backed out. So if you backed out, then you're back to square one again. And if you do use the word Aleitz Nebalavonim, then if you can't say at the same time as Aleitz Nebalavonim, yeah. And it's also because there are colors. It's a positive asterisk. What about it? Is it Paulus the Rosh of Ksuvah, the same we have in the Sheet, we'll go back to it. So what did he say? Yeah, it doesn't say anything. He quotes Rashi. Right? Okay? He says, it's Lacha Tashmish, basically. Hochanami Milsenes, the most Acha Tashmish, the Hoyabot Sadisur. Abel the Shmaita Kamaisa, the Kolayad, Muchaf, the Milsenes, the most Kodan Tashmish. This is the closest to it. Now, if that's the case, then it's Siv. He said that Biyash Lokadaka Botsoa Zeraz Mutter, if it's only done, Lahashlim Tavas Yitro. One second. So this is the re says the same thing. The re, our re. We started the Shia, what's counting re? It just so happens, and this points out this Shuba, Meshav Dava, Chelik Beis, and Pei Ches, not just so happens, it's just the Shitasa. The re says in Yevamis, Lamadala, Lamadais, look at this, two terutzim. The first terut is the Hosanari, below Hotsoa Zera. The Shari came in the low, Lekha, Shkosa Zera, Lohavi Kamasa, Erba Ona. The first trial to me is the only time Biyash Lokadak is Mutter is no Tzah Zer. No. No Tzah Zer is fine. Huh? No. Does that hold that way? Could be. Ona Miri, the Lofashiv Kamasa Erba Onan, Elokshim is Tzkaven Lash Zera. Virugal Asos Ken Tumid. Abu Bakroi Ba Alma, whom is Ava Lava Alishna Shalokadaka, Shari. Of course, the one that Darm Dab Kof, that's the closest we're quoting. Can I ask you a question? You have a title for Paul from the Sanhedrin. I think, I'm not sure I'm right, you have to look yourself, that the Rambam said, Lo Sinah V'yad of a Regal, that whole sugya. I think that the Rambam interpreted to mean what we call Kiruv Vata. That means between a man and a woman. And he, Reb Ruva, is working with the Rambam in the Persian Mishnayos, that the man himself, that he's trying to cause a source out of Atala. So I thought he had a different book. The pastor, I thought, a Lo Sinah V'gamri and Asnachta. And the Kiddush is, of advice and others, that Yad is more common than anything else, the sin of Yad, even after Kiddush, I'm not going to agree with that. But certainly, then, in terms of Meikar Adin, it's very hard to work with that. I would like to prefer the Pshat of the Tosafot Rid. The Tosafot Rid says, Tosafot Rid Arishin. He said something very important. And that quote from Moshe quotes it from the Ezra. In his famous classical tshuva, where Moshe has in this topic, and Evan Ezra, Chelek Aleph, Simon Sam of Gimel, I believe, he quotes the Tosafot Rid. But let's go to the primary source and read it together. So you have to see Ezra, the Tosafot Rid in your vomit. Very interesting what he has there. Tosafot Rid was put out not that long ago, it was put out in the 1930s apparently for the first time. It was found in the JTS library. Yeah, yeah. As I've come from our cook, written in 1931. Okay? Found a Klaviat photography. It's in the what do you call the Schechter Seminary, I thought the JTS. It's found in the Vamas, and the cook has Ha'aras on it. Huh? We revoked it. Okay. Very magnanimous. Yeah. So the Gemara says follow. Vi kasha. Hey chi tiru is Tosafot Rid. Hey chi tiru chachamim lahosi zara lasis kamata erev onan. What's going on over here? How can you mata erev onan? Shuva. Eze hu mata erev onan she osper Torah kol she kavanoso she lo tish abet kadei she lo yakish yofya vein arosu l'kayim peru hu mimena. What's erev onan? What happened? It is gorgeous girl, Tamar must have been some gorgeous woman, and they didn't want her to become pregnant, so they engaged in these kind of, I think it's called in the books, they call it onanism, right? Some of the English books call it that. Exactly what they're referring to, the Kuk Shabbat and the Gemara, whatever, but they don't know the Gemara Yavamim. Something they call onanism, which means Mashka Zera Levatola, to prevent his wife from becoming pregnant. Because, you know, the woman is pregnant, some of her beauty is taken away. I guess you'd have to be in a very high madrega to beauty, to lose it. I'm not sure what it means, to lose it forever, lose it during the pregnancy. Something to worry about. The woman becomes pregnant, so her stomach gets big. And I guess maybe certainly in today's world, everything's supposed to be slim, 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 slim. So when a woman is pregnant, then her stomach is fat, 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 fat. So it's supposedly less beautiful. Baruch Hashem, because his brother's a bracha, but a woman is able to expand her womb and her stomach. It's the biggest bracha in the world. There's those women who never can't do it, and they're slim, 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 slim. It's not a brothel at all. Huh? The book for husband? I'll tell you the truth. In my rabbinical career, I had a cake. And I'm telling you now because of Musser. Where there was an actual case of a common of mine, and there was a put a tension between husband and wife, and the woman attributed this tension. So why are you saying it's only about Kroyer's book? It should be looked at regularly. Not every single time. Every time, but you know, the one day a month, or 2 days a month, that she can become pregnant, that should be kedaka. And everything else could be shalom kedaka. What do you mean? So Rav Moshe says in the tshuva what it means, that he has to say an obvious question. Who ever heard of it? Can eat kazak about kroy? Crazy. So the answer has to be that if it's done in that kind of a fashion, it's not labeled as levatot. He has this overwhelming desire for this, excuse me for the word, for the shopper, what I would call a perversion. I think it's great, in my opinion. His overwhelming desire for this perversion. And therefore he can't control himself. And therefore he's going to do with this once in a while. He's going to normally, the kind of Mrs. Ona and Mrs. Kuruvuk in the normal fashion. So that's not labeled, according to the Ri and Lamadalam and Dez and Yomamas, as being Levatov. So the Sif points out that the Ri is the Shitasa, the Ri and Subat Lamadez, and the Ri and Yomamas Lamadalam is the same Shit. He's Machavah to the Tosh and Yerid. He never told you. The Tosh and Yerid says Subat Meirish. He makes the exact same link that the Sif put him on his own, Yitaz Atma, is Machavah to the Tosh and Yerid much earlier. It wasn't that much printed in his day. Huh? No. So, I think Rav Moshe writes in that tshuva that if he's doing it, I have the time to do it every day. He's mechuyev to not get that time. That's not the time he's not allowed to have. I don't know about that. I want to give you but one question. The Nitziv adds the Nakuda. This is very important Nakuda. Very important Nakuda. The Nitziv adds, you know what? And beer shalom kedarka. It's also a beer. Because the Gemara Dashim and the Pasuk of Mishkin Vei Isha, the Pasuk in Akramos Kedoshim, right? Mishkin Vei Isha, Loshin Rabin. Why Mishkin Vei Isha, plural? The Gemara Dashim is not only Kedah, but it's also Shalom Kedah. It's also called a Mishkan Isha. It's also considered, what? That Gemara? Mina, that a beer shall be a chayav misa. Yes, beer shall be an erev, a chayav misa. Right? It's considered for that. As in the Tim throws that in, it's called a beer too. The most folks would say now is not Yosef Chiyav Ona, he's in violation of the Tehran Lachavero, that's also the point. This is not a Vayan now, the Pasha. What does she want? More than this? I don't know. I have in my mind, I have I can't go through this thing. Anyway, let's continue. So, yes? I didn't say that. No, I certainly didn't say that. I would say no. Because it's not that I've been before. It's not in Como. We generally assume that the nature of the Isser of, we generally assume, of Ashkenaz there is not based on Peruvah. That's what we generally assume. Ben-Hatam is a very big machmir, so he asks all these things, and I say, well, Ben-Hatam himself said, it only applies if you haven't fulfilled Peruvah, or the people who are not Wamakuya with Peruvah. So we use the Kulav, but we can tell the Ben-Hatam Shikha. But in general terms, we don't want to run a line. Like, the point of Revolution and others, Posh Prabhupada Shmata, they called over. Wait a second. So now that Ramah was a very interesting quotation. In Shulchan Aruch, he quotes it 2 days. Halacha l'maaseh, this comes as quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Eben Ezra, in the Ramah. What's the din? Simin. Bob. Hey. Ramos the Boralah Ben Kedaka Ben Shalom Kedaka O Derek Avorim. What does Derek Avorim mean? Derek Avorim just means he's with his wife. There's no penetration of anything anywhere. It's just Zera Bevarim. It's physical contact. Uvilvad Shalo Yolti Zera Levatola. It's the first day of Tosti Vavis on the Dalai Lama. Yesh Mekilim V'Omrim Demutu Shalo Kedarka Afilu Im Hoti Zera Im Ose Vakroi V'en Arogo Bata. Second day in Nuv in the Ramadan and the Tosti. Abba Fisha Buddha Bukhalela, again, for the first day of the first day is Matin, the second day is Matin. Kola Makadesh Atma Bamutalo Kodesh Yomulo. Whoever's Makadesh himself is, you should consider Kodesh. And we're not even sure what's Mutta. It could be everything that God's supposed to say. It doesn't really mean Mutta. So therefore, it's from the, we should follow the Ramadan in the last one. But it's one Nakud I want to bring up. I'm telling you here, not everywhere. In the Gufa Isha, in the back, and that's what it means with called Shalom Kedar. Now, that's the wrong place, Rabbi Hassan. That's the wrong place. Yeah, the gaze, never had no other place to go. But that's the wrong place. That's the wrong place. And it's mamish eitzim vavonim. Eitzim vavonim. V'tiro! According to the tribe, the Rebbe was matir. How can it be matiris? It's mamish erev onan. According to one day in the Gemara, that's exactly what erev onan did. Two days. It was dash rifnim zomim vavut. I think that's what they call onan in the book. Okay. That's one day in the Gemara. Another day in the Gemara is, against the books, and it's pashat biya shalom kedarka. I don't know, I'm not an expert in literature. But whatever it is, we know what the Gemara says. Yeah, that's what we're trying to do, is what the Gemara says. V'tiro, how can it be? V'er v'omen shalom kedar v'shimshu. K'davina hotam, v'kamam v'mesechtin. Lamed alam v'beis, he said yudbeis him v'beis. Ela v'adai. Heim, shorit n'kavanosim shalom tis'aber. Hayu obrim. Avo mi, catch this one now. Still now we gave a case where he have on to prevent his wife from undergoing a dangerous situation. That's magnanimous, that's noble, laudable. Look at this bum. Misha Kavanoso, Lahashlim Tab.
That's what it means.
From the parish. Okay. Next. Yeah. Also, the Yavamet Lamadal Reis, I asked you to see, when the Mamet Lamadal yesterday, has 2 days. Is Shalom Kedak, and Mutta, only when there's no Sarah Zera, or even if there is no Sarah Zera, if it's back Freud. And the 2 days are duly recorded in the Ramah, in Simon Chav Hesu, Beis, and Evan Ezer. I'm making one Ha'ara. The Ramah threw in another word. He said, Bola, Ben Kedak, Ben Shalom Kedak, Ozera Tevori, Uvash Loyoti Zera, Levatola, I mean, in both cases, this is exactly the same statistical chance.